You know, if you look at your bulletin, on the first page in the upper right-hand corner, it says order of worship. And I want to talk about this little section this morning. And when you look at the word order, there's a way and a time everything should be done. And if we look at the order of worship, in worship, praise begins with a heart of gratitude for what the Lord has done for us, the promises He's given us, the opportunities that He's even given us to be His kids. But worship begins with that sincere heart of gratitude. In Psalm 138, David talks about worship. And he says in verse 1, I'll give you thanks with all my heart. Not a part of my heart, but all of my heart. I will sing praises to you before the gods. Well, we start the worship of the day with singing, don't we? So in doing that, we're praising the Lord before the gods. I'll get to the gods in a second. But what are we praising the Lord for? Well, James 1:17 tells us that all good and perfect gifts come from above, right? Everything that we have comes from Him. So one of the ways we praise Him for that is in song. Another way that we praise Him for that, it says right here, worship, tithes, and offerings. So another way that we praise Him, worship Him, is in tithes and offerings. So to go to James 1:17 and say all good and perfect gifts are from above, the next question for me to contemplate about myself is, do my tithes and offerings reflect that I know that everything that He's given me is ultimately His? I'll sing praises to you before the gods. In other words, I'm going to proclaim your name boldly to everybody, including the gods, those who intimidate me, those who I hold in high esteem, those who I'm really careful about what they think of me, be they friends, be they family, be they coworkers, whoever that might be. But I'll sing praises before the gods. I'll bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name. What is a name? A name is an identity, right? But the name also, as we study in Scripture, refers to somebody's character, somebody's nature. So I give thanks to who you are. I give thanks to your name. For your loving kindness. So I'm giving thanks to your mercy for me, your patience with me, the forgiveness that you extend me. I'm giving thanks for that. For your truth. Well, we know that Jesus is truth, right? He tells us that in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, the life. There is no other truth, and there's only one truth. And His truth never changes, as Hebrews 3:8 says. He's the same today, yesterday, forever. What does it mean that His truth never changes? It means that He's reliable. It means that we can count on that. It means that that should be that anchor for our souls that's both sure and steadfast, that we can hang on to Him when we can hang on to nothing or nobody else. So He says, I'll give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word according to all your name. On the day I called you, you answered me. Well, here's a question. Who does God answer when we reach out to Him? The answer is He answers the humble, doesn't He? He says in verse 6, For though the Lord is exalted, yet He regards the lowly. The haughty he knows from afar, but he regards the lowly. The lowly are those who are humble and who seek him diligently. Are we praising him for the way that he regards us? Hebrews 11:6 tells us that without faith it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. What's he saying there? We've got to believe he is who he says he is. We've got to believe he does what he says he's going to do. And we got to believe that when he promises us that he will care for us, he'll never leave us or forsake us, that he cares about the things we care about. We've got to believe that that's true. And if we don't, he's not going to be pleased with us. So that's the double-minded man that James talks about, right? So when we pray to him, when we praise him, when we show thankfulness to him, we've got to believe all of these things about God. If we back up on to verse 4, it says, "All the kings of the earth will give to you, O Lord, will give thanks to you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth." Well, what's it say in our next line in worship? Testimony of Scripture. So that's what we're doing. This is what this is saying, is that all the kings of the earth will give thanks to you, Lord, when they have heard the word of your mouth. Well, we know the word of the mouth of his mouth is the testimony of Jesus Christ, right? So Revelation 19 tells us that. We also see that somebody has to do this. Somebody has to be proclaiming it. And that's what we're doing in ministry. If you look up at the top, "I will give you thanks. I will sing your praises. I will bow down. All the kings of the earth will give thanks to you, O Lord." Well, who's doing these different things? It's an individual decision that we're making. So again, in praise and worship, am I showing my thankfulness to God? Am I praising him? Am I worshiping him by doing these things, by sharing who he is with the people who desperately need hope? Whether it's people in this body who are going through a tough time, who just need to know, be reminded of his promises, or somebody who's never heard of him, never given him a second thought. That's the personal dedication that we see. Because we see in verse 5, "They will sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord." So all the kings of the earth are going to give thanks when they've heard the words of his mouth, and they themselves now will pick up and sing of the glory of the ways of the Lord. So when we come to praise and worship, and we kind of haphazardly sing the songs, "Oh, I like that tune," or, "You know, I really like the melody of that," and we have fun with it. It should be a time of joy, but it should be a whole lot more than that. When we walk through the doors, are we ready to worship? Are we ready to praise? Are we coming in with thanksgiving? And are we expressing that through the things that we do? Question for all of us. Father, we just come before you, Lord, and we thank you for your loving kindness to us. We thank you for the patience you extend to us. We thank you for the way that we know that you see everything about us. We thank you for the things that you tell us you'll do. You tell us to just trust in you. You'll fight our battles for us. You tell us, and especially in these days, that tough times are come, that it's ugly, but we know through your word, you win. And we know that while we don't fight against flesh and blood, we don't war against flesh and blood, but we also know that he who is in the world, you are greater than. You are greater than he is in the world. We have nothing to worry about. So, Lord, we thank you for that comfort and confidence that you give us in that. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.